One woman who made a complaint against Westfall came forward to KBBI in February. The 8 complaints date back to the fall of 2016, most of which were made to the hospital's HR department between August of 2017 and the end of the year. Allegations range from threatening to turn on decommissioned security cameras in areas where female staff change clothes to negative comments about pregnant staff. South Peninsula Hospital spokesperson Dorotha Ferrero confirmed that there were a number of complaints.
There was an investigation based on employee concerns, and that investigation happened, and that investigation ended.
Westfall acknowledged the investigation in an email to KBBI in April, saying in part that he appreciated the severity of the allegations and was fully cooperating with the investigation. Westfall did not respond to requests to update his comments. Hospital CEO Joseph Wooden and Ferrero confirmed that Westfall was put on administrative leave before he was demoted to his current position as a physical therapist in January. The most serious allegation against the former director comes from Laura Wilkie, a former registered nurse at the hospital who left in 2011. Wilkie says she was seeing Westfall as a patient in 2009 following knee surgery. She says Westfall encouraged her to take 2 pain pills prior to an early therapy session. Wilkie says he then gave her a large pair of shorts to wear during the session before escorting her to a private treatment area.
I laid down on a gurney and he covered me with a blanket. The curtains were closed and he proceeded to come up the leg of my shorts, reaching toward my underwear. I would say that by the time I pushed his hand away, he had his pretty much whole hand in my shorts. And his fingers were about a centimeter away from my underwear.
Wilkie says she continued her treatment with Westfall and that all subsequent sessions were performed in an open area. Wilkie explains that it was the Me Too movement that pushed her to report the alleged incident to Homer police back in October.
Because I realized that by me not saying anything to anybody and letting him get away with this, that I had left the door open for other women to be abused and harassed by Douglas Westfall.
Police declined to charge Westfall. Wilkie followed up with the hospital's HR department in November. Wilkie also filed a complaint with the State Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing against Westfall's physical and occupational therapist license in January. The division's chief investigator, Greg Francois, confirmed that Wilkie filed the complaint. He said the division has an inquiry into the matter, which precedes an official investigation. KBBI also confirmed that 2 additional complaints against Westfall were filed with the division. There are also 3 active grievances with the local union, General Teamsters 959. Union President Barbara Huff-Tuckness says none have been resolved.
We have 1 at the arbitration level with attempts to try to reach some sort of resolution. And we have 2 other cases that will be going toward arbitration, assuming we don't get those results.
Sarah Bollett, who currently works as an occupational therapist for the hospital, is one of the women who filed a union grievance. Bollett says she kept tabs on her interactions with Westfall dating back to her second day of work in April of 2015. She says Westfall made countless inappropriate comments to her during the 3 years she worked under him.
I told him I had a miscarriage and I couldn't work at the health fair, and he told me, "What were you thinking having sex without a condom?" That's when I started keeping track, because I know that you're not supposed to talk to your employees like that.
Although the hospital's internal investigation is over, hospital spokesperson Ferrero says SPH is still working with the Division of Professional Licensing. Ferrero says the hospital is also handling another complaint against Westfall with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which enforces civil rights laws involving workplace discrimination. Both Ferrero and hospital CEO Wooden say they take the women's complaints seriously, but Wooden, who started his position in March, says the hospital was surprised by the allegations.
He did have a 25-year track record of working at the hospital with no prior complaints. I can tell you that with great confidence, that there wasn't concerns expressed 10 years ago.
Most of the women say the hospital's communication with them about the investigation into Westfall was poor. Ferrero says the hospital can't disclose every aspect of its investigation. She also adds that the hospital has no concerns about Westfall's professional practice and that he will continue treating patients. It's unclear when other inquiries into allegations against Westfall will conclude and what possible actions could be taken against him. with extensive reporting from Renee Gross. I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting in Homer.